ladies and gentlemen. I want you to see at the beginning of my second talk here tonight on the exalted theme of the Godhead subject, the strange inconsistencies of my bewildered opponent. The first thing that bothers him is a little humor. I'm called the comedian debater. This is always a report when you cannot answer the questions and the doctrinal dilemmas you find yourself in. Then the only thing you can do when people make a laughing stock out of you is try to say that you're too dignified to laugh. Well, I never did believe the good Lord put a laugh in us and then took a stick and dared us to laugh and hit us over the head. I was just bringing a good humor discussion, and I'm glad he said a couple of things funny there. He didn't preach any truth. In fact, he wasn't claiming the truth in what he said, and I watched him all along. Even when he's quoting scripture, you have to watch him real close. I think any of you Church of God men could have done a better job than Brother Reynolds doing up here. Why don't you just do it and not have him come up here? But I'm glad he's here because he's making it exciting. All right, let's look at a few of his comments. The last statement by E.J. Reynolds in his second affirmative address tonight was that there is no verse, nor can anyone prove, that the Holy Ghost is the Father of Jesus Christ. Now,
I want my chart up here, sir.
I'm going to show you why he said that. Mr. Reynolds is in a whole heap of trouble. He is going to have ulcers after this one. I'm going to tell you folks something. My spirit of discernment works. Brother Reynolds came up here on an ego trip, but he's already deflated. Now, I'm going to put out. Let me show you something. The Father of Jesus is the question. If the Father and Holy Ghost are two separate and distinct persons, Jesus had two fathers. The Father is the Father of Jesus. John 3:16, Gospel of the World, that He gave His only begotten Son. Romans 15:6 says that Jesus is the Son of the Father. All right? The Holy Ghost is the Father of Jesus. Luke 1:35, that which is in Mary is of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 1:20, the Holy Ghost shall come up on thee. Now, Mr. Reynolds, Brother Reynolds, and I almost called him Mr. then on purpose because he inferred that there was a moral inference here involving the person of the Godhead, that Father Jesus. Now, let me just clarify this error because we United Pentecostal people believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. That's why we believe His Father was a spirit and not a person. If His Father were a person, He's not virgin born. You're the one that has a problem. Now you better talk to us. Same as well. All right. That which is conceived in her is not the Holy Ghost. All right? Now, Brother Reynolds, there's no use going over a lot of it. Would you just stand and tell us which one of these persons, the Father or the Holy Ghost, is the Father of Jesus Christ? You can do it on my time. Just call the name of which one, the Father or the Holy Ghost, which one? And you see, that which is in Mary was of the Holy Ghost. So the only sensible, I'm being very serious, the only sensible conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, you can come to, is that the Holy Ghost is the Father that Joel said in the last days, I'll pour it out, and it was called the Holy Ghost. Did he touch that? He didn't touch my side of the bottom of it. What this man taught you tonight is as far from the truth as the North Pole is from a goose neck. And you laugh at that if you want to do it. All right. Now, I'm going to give him my time. What is that generous of me? I mean, why try to establish? He got his scholar here, doctor. I'm not going to make fun of your PD. I wish I had a PhD and an LTD. You know, somebody said that they have an LTD and a PhD and a DDD, and still I have a JOB. Not he got a JOB. I'm up here. I may not be a PhD, but I'm up here. And I'll tell you what, you don't have to know the Greek and be a doctor of philosophy, a doctor of divinity, to know which one of these was the Father of Jesus Christ. Which one it was? All right, which one was the Father Jesus, brother?
You're the one that got the problem,
you. No, you got the problem. No, I got the problem. You're the one that's found two distinct persons. You said now that there are two separate and distinct persons in the Godhead. Did you do it? All right, you probably don't need to call me now. I'm perfectly in order.
But it's
I can stand here and beg you for my 30 minutes to answer it. And if you can't answer that, you call this place.
Father, he raised us the dead, he calmed the sin.
land in a couple of Sundays. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And if God's predicted that he wouldn't do it,
yeah.
If God's prediction come true.
Yeah.
And then he got to deal with Revelation 1:8.
Yeah,
he did. Oh, he went to that, didn't he? All right. What does that say? It says, I am he with what?
Oh, he says, hey, ain't far from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, the Bible says he was, which is, and which is to come.
Now, he just went across that other horse trot,
across that word almighty. But the whole verse is explained in that one verse.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Brother Reynolds, did Jesus the third time?
No.
Uh-oh. Now, wait a minute. Matthew 20.
Hey, look over here.
Let me give you a lesson in Greek later. You listen to me. Supernatural mystery. We do not attempt to explain the doctrine of the Blessed Trinity,
We are content to know that the Catholic Church teaches it. The mystery of the Trinity is the very foundation of the Roman Catholic religion. As it begins and ends with the sign of the cross and throughout Christ and every Mass, we are reminded that the holy sacrifice is offered to three persons in one God. The divine offices, two are in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, and all the Catholic sacraments are conferred in the name of the three divine persons. John is the universal encyclopedia, volume 2, part 1, page 286. The word Trinity is not found in the scriptures, and it says it has been first used by the author, Bishop of Antioch, in the 2nd century. Cain Encyclopedia, page 53, quotes, the last development of the Trinity, and afterward they were baptized in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. New International Encyclopedia, volume 22, page 476, quotes, the doctrine of the Trinity is not found in fully developed form of the Scriptures. At the time of the Reformation, the Protestant Church took over the doctrine of the Trinity without serious examination. He has always seen God, Encyclopedia Americana, volume 27, page 69, the doctrine of the Trinity is nowhere expressly taught in the Old Testament. The doctrine of the Trinity was the doctrine of the Catholic Church and is accepted by all God's Christians. The word Trinity is not in Scripture. The term person is not applied in Scripture to the Trinity. It was only, however, after a severe and protracted conflict that this definition became generally accepted. What was this in the Christian Church? Quote, the Christian thought at the beginning of the 2nd century the Holy Spirit was differentiated from Christ and classified him with God. This appears in the Trinitarian baptism of water, which was displayed in the older baptism in the name of Jesus. That's the doctrine of the Trinity came from. All right, then he went to John 1:1, and the other down there, he's going to be a Trinitarian. As you heard him told you in the beginning, was the word for the Lord was God. Now that seems to be his PowerPoint right there, but there's a little bit more than that. Some of you should overthink that. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Now, in the beginning, and you still should have been debating about that, would you? Let me see. He said that in the beginning, who was that with God? It was the Word. All right, he said it was the Word. The Father said he called it the Logos of the Word, to the expression of God. Call it what you will. But let me put it like this, Brother Wendell. You are a person. You have a Word. Is your Word a separate person from you? You answer.
No.
Brother, I can't make you answer. I'm going to answer the same. Now he said that the Word is a separate person from the Father. Now I'm asking him, is his Word another person from him? Well, hallelujah. God have mercy. How many of you, ladies and gentlemen, you didn't go back to Job, did you? But then when he went back to the 8th chapter of 7th chapter of Job, you know, now I've heard it straight, now break the promise. I'm trying to be squeezed up to the ground. But really, didn't the man get up here and say that he wasn't accepting persons secretly? He was doing it in the open. Now, aren't you great in the change that man to say that? If that isn't ridiculous, it's okay to sin openly. Just don't sin secretly. Don't just be that's what he said. It's okay to have a person publicly, openly, but just so I don't do it secretly or privately. You know me. Can we let him off of that one or just hold him? All you Church of God people, I want you to go home and you look in that good book and you read Job 13:8 and look at verse 10 where it says the Lord will reprove you if you secretly accept verses. And you can't tell me there's one bit of difference in a secret sin and an open sin.
Right.
I say it's wrong and it's a sin and it's idolatry to worship more than one person in God.
John 8 chapter. He went there, and that's the last place. This
man
amazes me. He goes to the last place he ought to go. But it sure makes it easy for us.
Yeah. John 8 chapter, and he says, why, John 8 says, Jesus came forth supposed to prove?
Well, let's look here and see.
That Jesus came from God.
Of course.
Who believes the Son came from the Father?
I've told you that any time you see Jesus and the Father mentioned, you're talking about the flesh and the spirit. All right? So the Father can send the Son. That doesn't bother us. But he says, God sent Jesus, so that means there are two, and that means Jesus existed before or he's never been sent.
But what about John? There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Now that's the baby, brother. How would you do it, brother? That's the baby. How would you do it, brother? Now, he says the Spirit sent the Son. That doesn't prove he had a body before Bethlehem, but more than John had a body before he was born. Because John was a man sent from God. So why are you dead on him? Scrap that one off.
I hope the record. John 8. He says, John 8 is this chapter. Let me tell you what you'll find in John 8, verse 24. Jesus said, except you believe, I am he. He shall fall in the truth. Now, Brother Reynolds will get up here and be cool anything and how you live along that. Because you know, you do that. I'm talking to such a bad fish, and just a fish in 24 hours. So now listen. Give it up here and say, that means Jesus is the Christ. Is that true? Look at verse 27. And they knew not that he spake to them of the Father. Now, Brother Reynolds, Jesus said in John 8, 24 through 27, that you have to believe the Father or do the Messiah in your life. And I would look up here right there. That's the word of Jesus Christ. I'm not the devil. He said, I'm not giving you the Bible all you want to, but that's in the book. Except you leave out me, you're wrong to sin, and the new life, that is faith of heaven the Father. So, now, sure, that's right. He's on, he's on. He's on. All right. Yes. The scripture that he said is the nut. I brought out another 40 hours. All right. Revelation 15. He said, who is the Lamb? And he went ahead and took it in the hall up to the right before he got through talking about the Lamb taking the book out of hand and being looked up on the throne. You know, that's the problem with Brother Reynolds not imagining about this. Let me tell you what happened. The Bible says, Revelation 5, the Lamb of the tribe of Judah has prevailed over the book. And the Lamb came and took it over. So, did the lion and the man get to fight or which one to open the book? You've never seen that before, have you, brother? The lamb opened it, but the lion prevailed over it. The description of the attributes of God. The deity and the sacrifice. The strength and the weakness. The heaven and the earth. That which was heavenly and that which was earthly. The heaven and the place. The lion, the conqueror, and the lamb were crucified. Something else here about, he said, Brother Hicks said, not so. That the Holy Ghost is the Father of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you that I have done that. Now, he brought out another thing here about the one mediator. The word mediator means a middleman or a government function. Now, my friend's position says this, verse 10 to 5. He said, for there is one God and one mediator between God and him, the man Christ Jesus. Now, Galatians 3:20, Paul again said, now, mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. You see, he doesn't just quote what verses they want to quote. If he says this to establish the Trinity, then you have to say God is a man. And Jesus is a man. So you see, he won't say God is a man because the Bible says God is not a man. And so since the Bible says God is not a man, then this law of the mediatorship does not apply to the Godhead. Because Paul said in Galatians 3:20, now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Now that's what it says. It qualifies many, ten or many. A mediator must have at least two parties to serve as go-between. A lot of mediators must have two or more parties to be a middle man. God is not two or three or more parties. God is not three parties. God is one. It is the man called Jesus, not the God Christ Jesus, who is the mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. All right, 5 minutes to go. Let's pick up a few of the little discrepancies here before we conclude on the exalted things of the Godhead. All right? Brother Reynolds has inferred that we believe that Jesus is nothing but God, and hence not human in any respect, 1 John 4:3 says, who confesses not that Jesus Christ, Jehovah, before that name, Brother Reynolds, is coming to place his fruit of mine. Now, John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word, which was God, was made flesh. You see, that Son was made to God. Coming on the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ, my partner, God, why hast thou forsaken me? Was God forsaking God? According to the Lord, God was a God. When Jesus prayed, according to the Lord, God prayed to God. No, that is forsaken God, but the Spirit was the prayer. All right, so this is one picture of the body without the Spirit is dead. So they say there's a dead man hanging on the cross without the divine Spirit. You don't understand that, in heaven, Jesus had a human spirit, a power of the divine spirit. And after that divine spirit forsook that infection, it was then that was kept alive on the human spirit. And he said, Son, into thy hand, I commend my spirit, and it's not kept alive. And he gave up the ghost, and the word ghost is not kept alive. You have the Holy Ghost, have a human spirit, and you are the heaven spirit of God. How do you think God? He had a human spirit as well as a divine spirit.
It wasn't set the first in the garden.
We don't read these persons dead. We don't read the Jewish story. We read the Son prayed to the Father. That's what the Bible teaches. Now, how about this, gentlemen? So here, I think I'll bring this to a conclusion. I got about 25 more things I might say here, but maybe we'll continue by the time.
But did he say that his doctrine of coming forth, that Jesus, the second person, coming forth with the Father, the first person?
Yeah.
Did he say it? Can you remember all that verse 28, where Jesus said, my Father is greater than I. Now, how could that be co-equal to the one who's
greater? Not only that, all the church that is committed to the Son. And all the faith of the Son is himself. So you see, you've got a concept of a Father. Confuse the other two when you don't understand it. This is an improved thought.
Give me your proof.
My Father teaches what God's word is about
the devil.
Number six, everybody wants to be ready.